जय राधा माधवा कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज विहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी।
विष्णुपाद से अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोकुपिना श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोविंद वृंदावन सदाम की जय। मायापुर नव देवधाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। कलि के पावन श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। निताय गौड़ प्रेमानंद ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर 9 द पासिंग अवे ऑफ भीष्म देव टेक्स्ट नंबर 2 2 3। Oh, something wrong here. Something misplaced. Text is second, I should read. And what's written here is I think you need not. That is the verse of 8th chapter. Kunti is there. Next millennium has started and we are in the previous. Anyway, I'll just read. तदा ते भ्रातरा सर्वे सदैश्वै स्वर्णभूषितै अन्वगच्छाम रथैर विप्रा व्यास धौम्यादयस्तथा। तदा ते भ्रातरा सर्वे सदैश्वै स्वर्णभूषितै अन्वगच्छन् रथैर्विप्रा व्यासधौम्यादयस्तथा। तदा ते भ्रातरा सर्वे सदैश्वै स्वर्णभूषितै अन्वगच्छन् रथैर्विप्रा व्यासधौम्यादयस्तथा।
व्यास
and Mataji's. So we'll read word by word meaning. Tada, at that time, te, all of them, bhratara, the brothers, sarve, all together, sat ashvai, drawn by first class horses, Suvarana, gold, Bhushitai, being decorated with, Anvagachan, followed one after another, Rathai, on the chariots, Vipra, O Brahmanas, Vyasa, the sage Vyasa, Dhaumya, Dhaumya, Adayaha and others, Tatha also. Translation. At that time, all his brothers followed him on beautiful chariots drawn by first class horses decorated with gold ornaments. With them were Vyasa and rishis like Dhaumya, the learned priest of the Pandavas, and others. There is no purpose. We'll go to the next verse. Text number 3. Bhagavan api viprarshe rathena sadhananjaya satair vyarochat nrupa kuvera ivaguyakai. Translation and purpose. By His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O sage amongst the Brahmanas, Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, also followed, seated on a chariot with Arjuna. Thus King Yudhishthir appeared very aristocratic, like Kuvera, surrounded by his companions, the Guhyakas. Lord Sri Krishna wanted the Pandavas to be present before Bhishma Dev in the most aristocratic order so that he might be pleased to see them happy at the time of his death. Kuvera is the richest of all the demigods, and herein King Yudhishthira appeared like him, Kuvera, for the procession along with Sri Krishna was quite appropriate to the royalty of King Yudhishthira. Om Ajnanati Nirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobeshtam Swastapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Padati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitidamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sate Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे So, in these two verses today, we are seeing that how Lord Krishna, he asked Yudhishthira Maharaj to decorate very nicely with all the royal garments of a king. All the Pandavas following him on a very nicely decorated horses. Horses are also said to be decorated with gold ornaments. And it was kind of a big retinue going to meet Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev, as we know that, he was lying on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Even after the war had ended, and if you see the life of Bhishma Dev, if somebody wants to come forward and things are scattered, so if somebody wants to come nearer, it is better with, of course, social distancing, whatever we follow. So, Bhishma Dev had kind of gone through a lot of things in his life. As we know, 2 days before, Shamanantu had very elaborately explained Bhishma Deva's birth, his Shivadra's activities, how he fought so many wars, he got Ambika, Ambalika, Amba, for the marriages of Dhritarashtra, Pandu. And at the same time, he had taken kind of vow that he would not marry. So he was given benediction by his father, Shantanu Maharaj, that you have sacrificed so much for me. So, I give the benediction that you will have Ichhamaran. You will die at your will. Nobody can kill you. Right? That is a big benediction in that time. And remaining as a brahmachari and with this kind of benediction in a royal kingdom was quite inconceivable. Right? Brahmacharis, they want to leave as early as possible. Of course, those who want to leave, they want to stay, they can stay as long as they want. But those who understand the urgency, they know that there is no point in staying in this mortal world. So, Bhishma Dev, he was in that place, Hastinapur kingdom, and he had decided that he will not become king or something. He will give his, all that kind of privileges or heritage to his other brothers or others. So, Pandu Maharaj, we know that he died because of that curse. And there was no king. And Pandavas were very young, they could not be the king because they were too young. And Dhritarashtra had taken that kind of position of king unofficially to rule the kingdom so that the administration happens properly and all. And as we know that how Bhishmadev was like a grandfather to Pandus, Pandavas and Kauravas. And he saw all these grandsons growing together. For him they were like grandsons. I mean they were like so young, Pandavas. They were playing in front of him, fighting, and kind of he saw their childhood, how they are growing. And he also knew that the real kingdom should go to Pandavas. They are the real, they should inherit that kingdom. And we see that how the things were happening in the palace, the complete diplomacy, plotting and scheming. He had seen all that kind of thing. And previously also we were discussing about Queen Kunti. She was a mother of Pandavas and she also saw so many things. The Tiliko is coming. And in the previous chapter also we saw that how Kunti Devi, she saw everything. She could not, she was so helpless in that kingdom, and she maintained her consciousness, proper Krishna consciousness, amidst all the kind of negativities there happening, and remained extremely positive. And we saw in the previous chapter how, what kind of prayer she had been glorifying to the Supreme Lord. Although the Supreme Lord was her nephew, but still she realized that although he is my relative, he is my nephew, but he is the Supreme Personality of God. He is the Supreme Lord. And she came to that conclusion that all these difficulties which are coming, these are actually benedictions. These are disguised benedictions. And there is another subtle truth she gave, was that because of all these difficulties, we are able to remember the Supreme Lord. He was there in front of her, remember him directly. And because of that, na punar bhavadarshanam. So that we will not take birth again in this material world. Na punar bhavadarshanam. We do not have to again go through the cycle of birth and death. It's a huge truth. Many people don't want to die. Even they don't want any difficulties in their life. What to speak of the difficulties caused deliberately. No, life should be extremely comfortable and should go on very smoothly. And even devotees, they don't want difficulties. Nobody wants difficulties. But here she was praying that she wants difficulties more and more, so that in those times our intensity of remembrance towards Supreme Lord should actually increase. We should not blame the God that why He is putting us in so much difficulty. I'm worshipping Him, I'm chanting Him, His name, doing so many sevas, but still difficulties are increasing. But Krishna chooses only few. He knows who can handle. Those who are really sincerely praying, they only can understand how Krishna is reciprocating. And they can take it positively. And here is the focus is now shifted to Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev also was in that kind of similar situation, and in his heart he didn't want to see all these kind of fights happening in the family for the property issues. Today's time also, almost every house there is a Mahabharat happening. So sometimes people, they ask, should we discuss Mahabharat? Should we keep the book of Mahabharat in our home? Because wherever there is Mahabharat in the home, book Mahabharat, there is an activity Mahabharat in that room. So there is kind of various confusion there. But we believe in Srimad Bhagavatam. We don't have to go so much deep into Mahabharat. But we get the essence. We have to understand that it is not the details of Mahabharat, but what is the essence of Mahabharat that is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. And that is developing devotion towards the Supreme Lord. In spite of all these various calamities happening, problems happening around, we should not lose the focus. We have to remain focused. Even the difficulties may be caused deliberately by somebody. We know that somebody is behind me and trying to instigate and trying to create confusion and rumors and all this kind of plotting and scheming. But still we should understand that our devotion to the Supreme Lord should not decrease. And Bhishma Dev, he exemplified this kind of devotion. He maintained that kind of resilience. It requires tremendous amount of kind of deep-rooted devotion to the Supreme Lord to maintain one's devotion in spite of so many calamities happening around. And even in big organizations, sometimes there can be big misunderstandings. And devotees, they get affected. They start blaming each other. And there is so much prajalpa and rumors and so many things happen just to get little upper hand. I want more power. Power gain. And that's what it was happening here. Mahabharata is all power gain. Who will get the kingdom? Ultimately getting that power, one has to serve. One should serve in a bigger capacity. One should establish the principles of religion. That is the main purpose. But I am the doer. I will do that. That is the false conception. That is Krishna also says, the ahankara vimudatma karta amitim. Without Krishna's blessings, without Krishna giving that kind of empowerment, nobody can serve in a better capacity or in a bigger capacity. With remaining extremely pure in consciousness, without taking the credit to oneself that I am the doer, I made the so many devotees and so many projects and all that kind of thing, a lot of other things may develop, that kind of pride. So it requires tremendous amount of deep-rooted devotion to the Supreme Lord to handle that kind of position or power. It is not an easy thing. It requires Krishna's grace, divine grace, to handle. Therefore, it is explained, Krishna Shakti Bina Nahita Pravartan. Without Krishna's special empowerment, one cannot do any big projects or preaching. So Bhishma Dev, he was seeing Mahabharata throughout his life. Mahabharata did not happen just for 18 days war, but the war was going on throughout his life. Kunti also was witnessing that. And we can see the situation of Bhishma Dev. He had that kind of devotion within his heart. He knew that, just see my relatives, Pandavas, and whenever he would see Krishna, he would feel so much devotion to him. To just see, he is so amazing and wonderful. He is so trying to help everyone, bring two families together. And his inward journey, his journey within, Bhishma Deva's journey within, through that also he came to the realization that Krishna is a Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not an ordinary person. He appears to be one of us. But he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we will see in the future verses that how he glorifies the Supreme Lord. As a, first of all, as an eternal time, and then how he is requesting the Supreme Lord that let him not move away now. He has come now at this moment. When I am going to depart very soon. Today is also Bhishmashtami. Today is the day when he left. So Bhishma Dev had that kind of different kind of rasa with Lord. Main primary rasas are Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya and Shanta. But he wanted to see Krishna fighting. He wanted to fight with Krishna. That kind of different rasa, different devotees may have. We cannot imitate. We should be maintaining our Dasya rasa. Cannot go into higher rasas. So he was kind of wanted to see. Please come for, no problem. Please. So he wanted to see Krishna fighting. And Krishna had decided that he will not lift any weapon when he is fighting on Kurukshetra. Now, what is the chance or probability that Krishna will lift a weapon and exhibit that kind of chivalrous activity for only Bhishma Dev? Very rare, very difficult. He had taken a vow, kind of thing. He is not going to lift any weapon. He had just a chabuk, maybe a whip in his hand. He was driving the driving the horses of Arjuna. So we know that how Duryodhan was kind of very diplomatic in his talks and his dealings and everything. In the very beginning of Bhagavad Gita, he is glorifying his party. Bhavan Bhishmascha Karnascha Krupascha Samyatinj. Bhavan Bhishmascha. Our party is protected by Bhishma. We have Bhishma Pitamaha with us. Grandfather, our great personality who has, he was never defeated. We are because of him. Kind of tremendous kind of motivational talk he was giving. Motivational or motivated, only he knows. Only he knows. So, he was very expert to motivate everyone in fighting on his side. And he was studying that our party is protected by Bhishma. Aparyaptam tudameteshaam balam Bhishma. Bhishma abhirakshitam. Party is protected by Bhishma, which is aparyaptam. He didn't even worry about how many warriors are there. Aparyaptam. It's unlimited. We are unlimited. And paryaptam idam balam bhima virakshita. Bhima's party is limited. Paryaptam. Very arrogant. Thinking. So he was thinking that we are unlimited. They are limited. We don't have to worry. We have Bhishma Pitama with us. We are Bhima. We are limited. Don't worry. We should fight with full vigor. So that was the motive Duryodhana was exhibiting. And Bhishma Pitama, he was also on the side of Duryodhana, on the opposite side. He was not willing. Actually, he didn't want to take the side of Adharma. He knew that I am the side of Adharma, irreligion. I am going to be killed. And within maybe these days and whatever, like, I have to face that. He was ready. But he knew that I don't have to worry because I am seeing Krishna in front of me. What is the problem? I am seeing such beautiful form of Krishna. He has taken that position of chariot driver. Although he is the Supreme Lord. But just see the humility of the Supreme Lord. He has become a chariot driver. His bluish face, his crown, his yellow attire. He was meditating on that form. That very serene form of Lord Krishna. And he saw that how Lord Krishna had, on the request of Arjuna, he brought the chariot between the two armies and they are conversing there. Conversation was going on there. He was seeing all that. He was meditating because he had that devotion to the Supreme Lord. He was seeing with all that devotion every time. There was no change. He maintained that devotion throughout his life. And his only one desire was that Lord Krishna should be in front of me whenever I wish to die. Because antakale chamame vasmaran muktva kalevaram. Whenever somebody remembers the Supreme Lord at the time of death, he will reach to him, he will go back to Krishna. But of course it's not easy. Yam yam vapi smran bhavan. Krishna again even immediately, whatever bhava you remember. Antakale chamameva is good. I mean, you remember me is good. But yam yam vapi, whatever you are conscious in that state you let in. If you have focused on me throughout your life, if you have made me goal of your life, that I don't want anything. I want only Krishna. Then Krishna will be in front of you. Even there may be a fraction of other desire. Then we may get that. We may not get Krishna at that time. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada tells sometimes, even if you are attached to eating rasgulla, then you will come back again to keep eating rasgullas here. So, but we should know that who is giving that rasgulla? Who is eating first that? What is that bhoga or mahaprasad? Is Krishna is mahaprasad? So we should remember Krishna more, not other things. So what is our focus? What we are focusing, even devotional service, what is our focus? Whether we want Krishna or we want the benefits derived from worshipping Krishna. That is our, we should go more deeper and try to analyze where we are focusing more. Sometimes we are worshipping Krishna, but we want to get something from Krishna. Right? Isn't it? We are doing so many tapasya, austerities and so many things, so that I will get something, maybe some followers and fame, name. So Krishna becomes secondary. Krishna is giving everything, but we should not forget that. That is all coming because of Krishna. And if he tells, if he desires sometime that it will be taken away, we should be happy to give up. We should not be blaming Krishna. Oh, why Krishna has taken away so many things? He has given. He can take anytime anything back. Right? When he was giving, we were very happy. But when he takes back, we keep complaining. Why Krishna is taking back? Give me more, give me more. That should not be our conscience. We should be happy in all circumstances. Even we are given little service to do, we should be happy. Oh, Krishna is so nice, he is giving me some service. We should not be thinking of, I want to do something, some service which everyone recognizes. Or everyone is looking like upward towards me. Dasanudas means going more down and down. Not sitting on a higher pedestal. Of course, that service somebody can do. But ultimately one should know that I am the servant in all circumstances. Even that position somebody may take. But inside one's heart one should feel that I am the servant of servant. So, Bhishma had maintained that kind of consciousness throughout his life. And Krishna is conscious of everyone's Krishna consciousness. What is our consciousness? Krishna is conscious of our consciousness. We cannot judge. We cannot push everyone that I am, see, let me prove that I am, how I am Krishna conscious. Krishna knows our consciousness. We don't have to prove anything. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam. Krishna is, we are conscious, we are also conscious, but Krishna is supremely conscious. Chetananam. He is conscious of everyone's consciousness. He is conscious of everyone also, and he is conscious of everyone's consciousness also. That's why, therefore he is supremely conscious first. Nityo nityanam. We are also eternal, he is also eternal. But he is eko bahunam yo vidadati kama. He can maintain all others. We are not that. We cannot maintain even ourselves. Or even, we are not even conscious of our own self. Right? Sometimes we are not conscious of our own self. What to speak of becoming conscious of others. We are not conscious of our own body. We are unconscious. Therefore, there is a need to become Krishna conscious. First of all, we should become conscious what we are doing wrong, and then we become Krishna conscious. So it's a big journey. I will not go so much deep into that, how we do that. It's a big journey. We need to become mindful. Therefore, today's time is becoming mindful kind of thing. Mindfulness. We become conscious of what we are doing. Sometimes we are very unconscious. So here, Krishna is so conscious, so particular. How he is reciprocating with Bhishma. He was also aware, he also knew that Bhishma is going through this kind of suffering. He saw all that diplomacy, politics in the house. But still he is a devotee. He has still devotion to me. And I am going to reciprocate with him. And Krishna's reciprocation is extremely amazing. Krishna, he knew that Bhishma is lying, battlefield is over. So many days he is lying in that cold, with so many arrows in his body. And how Samantha was explaining that he was allowing all that blood to flow out. This kind of detox, detoxing his body. He was happy that whatever I ate from the plates of all adharma, whatever I've done, whatever blood was created, let it go out. Detox. So he was going through that very painful situation, and Krishna also knew that he is waiting for me. He was leaving Hastinapur, but we know that Kunti Maharani intervened and offered so many prayers, and Krishna heard all those prayers and he smiled. Wonderfully smiled. Prem Kishore was explaining how wonderful smile that was. Elaborately. Krishna's smile is very inconceivable, very difficult to understand. Why is smiling? Whenever we see Lord Krishna, he is always smiling. And he smiles exactly how we want. Right? So, Krishna smiled at the time, and he was obliged to for Yudhishthira's request. Yudhishthira, he requested, please stay some more days, and he obliged. Okay, I will stay. And he also knew that I had to go to meet Bhishma Dev, who is there on the bed of arrows for so many days, and he has to leave. He cannot be lying in this kind of condition. For how long? For how long he will lie in this condition? And he is waiting for me. So I had to go and complete that project. Final touch kind of thing. I should fulfill his desire, last desire of seeing Krishna in front of him. So in his mind, Krishna's mind, he knows that that is his wish, last wish, and I should fulfill that. So he makes arrangement now. He is studying Yudhishthir Maharaj Pandavas, decorate nicely, and here in these verses we see that how Yudhishthir Maharaj has decorated himself very nicely. Pandavas, all the royal garments and jewelries and all. When their horses were decorated, all that's a big kind of procession going on. All the rishis are coming. So many rishis, Vyasadeva, Dhaumya, and I think Shukadeva Goswami also, in the few pages it will come. So many great rishis are coming. The final moment. And even in today's time, we see that how when the devotees believe, that time also it becomes a very kind of very, very emotional event and very, very touchy, and sometimes we don't feel like this Vaishnava or Vaishnava we should leave. But we know that we are limited in this material world. Our bodies are limited by time and space. But the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam gives that assurance that although our body is limited, but soul is eternal. Nityo nityana. It is going to remain somewhere, even it may leave this body, but it will go to some other body or some higher planets, or it may get liberated. So that kind of understanding is there. So therefore, we know that wherever they live, they will remain there. I mean, eternally. Soul doesn't die. And for devotees, it is a complete assurance that at least minimum, they will get human birth to complete the next progress, right? They will not fall down into the lower species. So these signs of soul will go through different bodies and it will elevate. If somebody has done a good devotional service, it will elevate. It will not degrade. So that assurance is there always to the devotees and those who are practicing bhakti yoga. So Krishna knew that he is going to leave and he has to go there. And he is asking everyone to decorate nicely so that Bhishma Dev becomes happy. Seeing all of them finally becoming the kings of Hastinapur and of course the entire world, they are ruling the kingdom. It is, the power is in the right hands. They are going to establish religion. At least that last moment he should get that kind of assurance. So he allows, he should be happy at the last moment. So therefore Krishna is telling that you should decorate very nicely. And they go with all that. And then we see that how Bhishma Dev, he narrates a lot of things. It will come in the future. And here, after that, all that Krishna, how he reciprocates. Krishna reciprocates in various ways. And he kind of similarity, there is nothing kind of shastric evidence, but I was just meditating that how Krishna was reciprocating with Bhishma, that how I am there at your final moment. And there are some similarities between us, kind of, just to give him that kind of assurance. That Krishna was the eighth child, right? And all these siblings were killed. Of course, the seventh, Durga Devi, she escaped. And Bhishma Deva was also a child. And all his siblings, seven, they were put in the Ganga, Ganga Mata. And today is Ashtami. I was also born Ashtami. Kind of similarity. And I'm there in front of you. So that kind of thing he reciprocated. Krishna took the weapon also just to please him. Various ways Krishna reciprocated with him. And now I have come. So today you can leave. It's okay. It's okay, you have completed. I became angry for you. I exhibited that kind of form. I took that weapon and chakra was not exactly a weapon, but he was in that angry mood, kind of. So it's okay. So now here I will just kind of give of course the time is over almost, but he had that Ichha Maran. He was able to die at his will and his death was not an ordinary death. Because he was going to perfect. This question of death has come in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, and even we know that how it is interwoven everywhere. King Parikshit was going to die in 7 days and he decided, I will perfect my life. He gave up everything because that is a final examination. As our Radha Gopinath Prabhu always explains that death is a final examination. Lifetime is a preparation. Lifetime is a preparation. Death is a final examination. And I want to add one more sentence. And old age is for revision. We should not think that we will start our spiritual life in the old age. Many, they think that there is a lot of old age remaining. We will do everything in the old age. No, don't think like that. Life is so quick. It will finish at no moment. And we are seeing so many devotees, young devotees, they are leaving their bodies during this pandemic. And the real pandemic is, Lord Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi, birth, death, old age, disease. This is a real pandemic of this mental world. Nobody is freed from that. Those who take birth, they are going to surely die. Old age, disease, it is not going to exempt anybody. So therefore, we should be preparing that today, tomorrow, someday, every day, sometimes, any day it may be. But at least as long as we are strong, healthy, fully conscious, we should invest that energy remembering the Lord. We should not think that suddenly at the last moment I will remember Lord Krishna. It is not going to happen. For sure. Because if you are attached to something else, that thing will come in front of you. Therefore we have to be totally focused on achieving Krishna. Not achieving the benedictions derived from worshipping Krishna. So that is our test, where we are attached to. Whether we are attached to Krishna or whether we are attached to something else. So here, Krishna is reciprocating with that, and time is almost over. But I will just give one scientific, just how this thing is Ichha Maran can get misinterpreted in today's time. And it is becoming misinterpreted. And there is a term called euthanasia in today's time, scientific science, medical science, they know that it is like a mercy killing or assisted killing or suicide, or sometimes the patient is sometimes in such a difficult situation in the physical state that he's not dying. He wants to die, but he's not dying. So there is a mechanism by which the doctor or whoever, there are elaborate explanation, there is a lot of writing on that, a lot of things happening, that they assist a person leaving the body. So it's a debatable again. There is, when I came in the very beginning of Krishna consciousness, there was a debate on this topic, whether it is proper or not proper. Euthanasia, it can be a very big debatable topic. But Vaishnava's death is quite different. It is not an ordinary, or it is not, Bhishma's death should not be considered as he killed himself. He had that desire to leave body at his own time, but he did not kill himself. Because he focused on the Supreme Lord at the last moment of death. That is the final perfection. He left his body at his own will, but he was remembering the Supreme Lord. That is the perfection. Not because I am suffering and I just want to leave my body. That is not the Ichha Maran. For that one may have to take birth again and again in this material world, to complete the cycle of karma, whatever karma is remaining. And we see in the lives of great acharyas how they left the bodies. Bhishma Dev is one example, King Parikshit is a big example. Day after tomorrow there is Madhvacharya's disappearance day. He left his body at his own will, reciting Aitreya Upanishad. Ramanujacharya, immediately after next day, there is Ramanujacharya's disappearance. He left his body at his own will. Even in our line, we see Srila Narottam Das Thakur, he left when he was bathing in Padma River or Ganga. His body started melting as milk and he left like that. Haridas Thakur, he wanted to leave his body in front of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he was thinking, I will not be able to see Lord Chaitanya's disappearance. I cannot tolerate Lord Chaitanya disappearing in front of me. So better leave me my body first. And he also left his body, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fulfilled that desire. It's a big chapters there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came and he completed that entire process. All the devotees were chanting and they had a position, they made a kind of samadhi there in Puri. So it's a big elaborate explanation how the Vaishnavas leave the body. It's not an ordinary event. We should not think that they have just died like an ordinary person. No. And especially those who are, they leave the body while chanting, there are devotees around chanting, definitely they go to the higher levels. Srila Prabhupada leaving the body. Right? He also, at his last moment, somebody asked, do you have any desire? Because he had established so many things, he may have some desire. He said, Koch Ichchane, I don't have any material desires. I am ready now, ready to go. So, that is very important actually, how we prepare our consciousness throughout our lives. And at the final moment, when that moment comes, we are really completely focused on the Lord. So, there are a lot of things, reincarnation and out-of-body experience, near-death experience, and how sometimes Yamadutas also they make mistakes. There are a lot of stories, actual evidences, and there have been scientists like Ian Stevenson and Pasricha Satwant who have done a lot of research on this, in this field. What is death and what happens exactly at that time? Those who have come back experiencing certain things, what they tell, there are actual evidences. So we will not go into all those details and stories sometimes when time permits. But I would like to conclude here. And anybody has any questions or comments or want to discuss, we can discuss after the class. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. And just one more thing. His Holiness Gaur Govind Maharaj, he left his body while reciting the glories of the Supreme Lord. So we can imagine what kind of glorious death it could have been. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.